Just to give you an overview of what we're going to do today, we're going to I'm going to start with a very, and I mean very brief, overview of what the legal frame and requirements are with respect to disaster relief work by a nonprofit, C3, under the frame of the Internal Revenue Code, and to a lesser degree, sort of general state law principles. And then we're going to open up our panel to a conversation with Steve and with Lori about how, you know, that frame and map really come over into the work that they're doing, and then leave time for questions from all of you, because I think there'll be a lot of questions today. Before I start, I just want to give both Steve and Lori a few moments to describe their organizations that they're working with, because I think that will help, if you're not familiar with actually what's going on a day-to-day basis, help you understand the perspective they bring to this.
Sure. It's a pleasure to be here today. The Greater Houston Community Foundation, as most of you probably know, is a public charity. We're based, obviously, in the Greater Houston area. Our day-to-day work generally focuses around working with individuals and families and some businesses around expanding philanthropic impact, primarily in the Greater Houston area. We work with about 1,000 different donors. We have $700 million in assets under management, and maybe more importantly, in the past year, net of the work we're going to be talking about today related to Hurricane Harvey, our donors gave out about $170 million. So we have a very active donor base. That's a privilege to work with them. We have about 35 staff who work, including about a third of that staff in philanthropic services. So working with families around our Center for Family Philanthropy, Next Gen Training, and the like.